All right, so next we're going to talk about how to start and run an independent music business. Our speaker today is Craig Crafton. He's a native Texan. He has degrees from University of Texas in Arlington, Texas Tech University, and SMU Dedman School of Law. Pony up. He has had officer positions in Test Law, our section, and also the Dallas Bar Association, what is now called the Entertainment, Sports, and Arts Law section. He has had a variety of legal clients, including musicians, bands, labels, publishers, apparel designers, athletes, sports promoters, managers, radio, TV personalities, and others. But I want to let him talk. There's a lot of other ones, too. He also started a music label, 3345 Music. They have an international artist roster and fan base. And he recorded and produced albums for artists. And through the music publishing company, he's placed songs for television, film, and numerous advertisements. Also, Craig, I'm glad he's well seasoned in teaching people. He has a lot of practice. He teaches music business and law at Texas Wesleyan Law School, Collin College. And then actually when I was in law school, I found a way to finagle and get law school credit to take entertainment law courses entertainment producer courses at the art school. And you were one of the guest lecturers over there teaching us about music as well.
Right?
That was right. He also, in his spare time, writes fiction, studies physics, and creates safe, engaging space for his wife and son, who is a very good piano player. So again, y'all join me in welcoming Craig.
Thank you. Thank you, Brent. Thank you. And just to clarify, so I am teaching at the University of North Texas College of Music as part of their Music Business Entrepreneurship Program. So I get the great joy of saying that I'm a professor in the College of Music when I'm a very mediocre musician. So that's a big kick to me. But thanks, everybody, for being here. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to start and run an independent music business. You know, my history, like Brent said, I mean, I've been a DJ. I've owned retail CD stores and vinyl stores when that was a viable business, and then it went away, and now it's back. I've been a show promoter. I'm a 22-year attorney as an artist advocate. Most of my legal work has been trying to convince musicians that they need to know something about business and copyright, which is a very challenging task. And then more recently, I've been running the label and the publishing business and working as a producer and an artist. And the playlist that you heard right before I came on, thanks to Adam, was a collection of songs by myself or my collaborators or artists that I work with, and I was absolutely astonished when I heard it come on. I got a big kick out of this already. Okay, here's the joke. Everybody lighten up. This is going to be fun. It's not an hour's worth of law, boring law. Well, maybe it is, but it's still going to be fun. All right. A lawyer's relationship to justice and wisdom is on par with a piano tuner's relationship to a concert. He neither composes the music nor interprets it. He merely keeps the machinery running. Okay. Hang on, I only got one laugh. That's not good enough. And my joke delivery's not that great. All right, what is a musician? Somebody say, what is a musician? Someone who drives a $500 car filled with $5,000 worth of gear to a gig paying $50. Okay, that was better. We're getting there. Amy Mitchell was kind enough to invite me and allow me to come speak on business entities. This is really two parts. One, I'm just going to kind of do a standard overview from your college business and corporations course, but apply that to music and to bands. And then I wrote an article that's part of the packet called The Deluge of Data, which was just something that I deal with as a label owner and publisher. That's a modern parlance of what's going on in the music business today. I mean, I have a publishing company that's got maybe 500 compositions, and I have a label that has less than 100 releases and maybe a couple hundred songs in that. And, in the grand scheme, it's exceedingly small. And for an exceedingly small label and publishing company, every year I get probably about 10,000 lines of data, which is a massive amount of data for me to deal with. Fortunately, my wife is good at spreadsheets. And I'll talk a little bit about that, but I think dealing with the data and the information it provides, of course, it's a great boon and it can be extremely beneficial. But if you're counseling people that are going to be, a label or a publisher or an artist or a manager, understanding and dealing with the data, I think, has become a really huge issue within the music business. And it's something that from my discussions with people, most lawyers really don't have a grasp of, and quite frankly, most people in the business, at a modest level, don't understand what's about to hit them.